bringing you yet another honorable mention with Toronto-based singer-songwriter Tess Parks. 2 years ago, Toronto singer-songwriter Tess Parks caught my attention with her album, And Then Who Were Seen Dancing. That album was so close to making its way into the top 10. In fact, it would have been the number one selection. And ironically, the same thing happened this year. It easily would be the number 11 if I had done a top 11. The new album, Pomegranate, that she released back in October, possesses an atmospheric blend of indie rock and updated psychedelic songs. It is something that Tess Parks seems to be building a career on, and she does it oh so well. From the new album, Pomegranate, this time we heard the song Running Home to Sing. Another album that was so close to making its way into the top 10 is from Rosie Lowe. I mentioned this in the first hour that Bandcamp is one place that I often can get recommendations for the show from, especially when they do their essential releases list. Well, back in August, Bandcamp included London singer-songwriter Rosie Lowe in their essential release list for all the right reasons. Her album Lover Other lives in between two times. On one hand, songs are wrapped in vintage soul textures, yet there's also a simmering, pared-back R&B modernism to the music she makes. Rosie Lowe calls it a late night evening summer album, and she is definitely not wrong with that description. Here is Rosie Lowe as part of our honorable mentions with her song In My Head here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you. sientes de verdad, cómo te puedes relajar sin un momento de paz, porque te dejan atrás y así te sigues moviendo con la tristeza en tu cuerpo por no saber lo que te estás perdiendo.
That last track was a bit of a last-minute addition for our honorable mentions for 2024, but I am so glad I found room to fit it in. Reina Tropical is Los Angeles guitarist and singer Fabi Reina. Her electro revamp celebration of multiculturalism and diversity is delivered in joyous music form. And for that reason alone, I thought we definitely want to go back and revisit Reina Tropical before the year is over. Malegria was released in March. It's her debut album. We heard the song Cartagena from Reina Tropical. And again, I just felt like it was a great shade to add to the coloring box for the honorable mentions for 2024. We're going to keep things going. Time for a bit more honorable mentions. Katie Crutchfield, who writes and records under the moniker of Waxahachie, is one of those songwriters who instinctively brings honesty and vulnerability to her music. Tiger's Blood, her sixth album, proves to be an exceptionally warm and intimate folk rock album. Definitely gives me Lucinda Williams vibes. Here is Waxahachie with the song Bored here on Girly So Groovy.
Take it easy, honey. Catch me toeing the line. Lost in a role I play. Stuck in a video game. Armed with a safety pin. Overly confident. My skin is airy thin, but my game is rigged to win. I keep my head up, I fill up your empty cup, all in the name of love. While you get the hang of a shade that suits me, it's not natural beauty. The line of duty collapses in me. Watch for the falling tide. Make an exit on this slide. Armed with a memory, surely will stay with me. Fragments of misery feeding off my body. I keep my eyes shut. Sage advice to rebut. A blind squirrel finds a nut. Mapping out the shortcuts. 20 questions. Dexterous protesting. And what a blessing. Say you've been manifesting.
Make it fit, it's
In the first hour, we brought you the top 10 girly, so grooviest albums of the year. And now in the second hour, it is honorable mentions. And here's why I love Guelph, Ontario, Outlaw Country Act, Nicolette, and the Nobodies. When was the last time you saw the country genre fronted by an Asian woman? Not only is Nicolette representing and pushing the margins, she is doing it with a passion for the songs and stage presence of 1960s and 70s country starlets like Dolly Parton and Patsy Cline. It is just such a fun album. The Long Way, released back in April. We heard the opening track, Better Days. Well, friends, that is a wrap on 2024. Remember that next week, it is our annual holiday extravaganza, a whole 2 hours of nothing but holiday and Christmas songs for you. Remember to stay in touch with the show all week long. Find us on social media. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio. We are also on Facebook, simply at Girly So Groovy. Girly and Groovy, both ending with an IE. Also, if you ever miss a show or would like to listen again, remember that we are online. 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy can be found on the website Mixcloud. Simply go to the website mixcloud.com/girly so groovy. Girly and Groovy, again, ending with an IE. You will find this top 10 episode as well as 9 other episodes just waiting for you to listen at your leisure, especially with the holidays coming up. Perhaps you want to get caught up with Girly So Groovy. You can do that. If you want to take us, if you're doing any road trips over the holidays, know that you can download the Mixcloud app absolutely for free. Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting for over 23 years now, proudly from the University of Windsor and the Windsor and Detroit listening area on CJAM 99.1 FM. And since then has been syndicated coast to coast across Canada and down into the United States. No matter how you listen, whether it's your favorite community or campus station or through Mixcloud, I am the first to say, I know that you have so many options of things to listen to. The fact that you make time to join me in celebrating and amplifying voices just makes me so happy. It is the best holiday gift anyone could ever get. Let's wrap this up. I've got time for one more honorable mention. Another album that was just featured for the first time here on the program just last week comes to us as an honorable mention. One musician making her Girly So Groovy radio debut is UK singer-songwriter Ella Raphael, who's known for gentle, forlorn songs dripping in influences like French pop and jazz standards. Her debut album, Mad Sometimes, is sweet yet wistful and haunting. I'm going to leave you with this song. You know what? Let's do this. The last song, Outro, I think is a great way to kind of do an outro ourselves in 2024. Although we'll be back next week with the with the annual holiday extravaganza. Wrapping up honorable mentions, here's Ella Raphael with her album Mad Sometimes and the song Outro. Thank you for tuning in. Gradually, it's coming.
with all the missing, murdered people.